The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better, and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Business Trip.
Mrs. Farrell.
Yes, sir.
You knew at the time what you were doing, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
How much were you paid?
No set figure. It depended on, well...
what the traffic would bear.
Yes.
How much did Mr. Richards pay you?
He didn't pay me anything. Mr. Richards gave me a present.
What kind of present?
A bracelet. Real pretty bracelet. Only T.J. wouldn't let me keep it.
T.J.?
Mr. Jonas, Todd Jonas.
You were pretty young at the time, weren't you, Mrs. Farrell?
Not so young. I was 18.
18.
And your husband?
Oh, we weren't married then, but you can figure Joe's 9 years older than me.
Mrs. Farrell, you understand that Mr. Reynolds and I are going to ask you to repeat all of this to the grand jury.
I know, Mr. Stevens.
And the United States Attorney will present evidence gathered by us and other FBI agents. Some of that evidence involves your husband.
Yes, sir.
I want to remind you again that a wife does not have to testify or present any information against her husband.
I know, Mr. Stevens. You don't have to bring in Mr. Richards' name, do you? I mean,
I can't promise you that. But we will do what we can to protect him.
None of this was his fault. All he did was come to the city on a business trip.
And... our case is against Todd Jonas, Mrs. Farrell, not Mr. Richards. You want to stop his vicious racket as much as we do, I know.
I want to see T.J. behind bars for the rest of his life.
And your husband?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Dave?
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Farrell, we're going to record the rest of this statement on tape. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Steve.
What is your name, Mrs. Farrell, your full name?
Myrna Ann Farrell.
1405 South Avenue?
Yes, sir.
If the following is correct to your exact knowledge, Mrs. Farrell, would you repeat each phrase after me? I, Myrna Ann Farrell of 1405 South Avenue, this city.
I, Myrna Ann Farrell of 1405 South Avenue, this city.
Have appeared voluntarily and of my own free will at the office of the United States Attorney on this 6th day of March.
Have appeared voluntarily and of my own free will at the office of the United States Attorney on this 6th day of March.
The following is a true statement of the facts involving an extortion attempt by Mr. Todd Jones.
And when the police took T.J. off to prison, I was out of a job and no money, and Joe Farrell asking me to marry him was like a real lifesaver. I didn't love Joe, and I told him so, but I felt I could make him a nice home, and I could live decently for the first time like I'd always wanted. Well, that was 6 years ago, and Joe got a job working, and I thought the old life was behind me for good. But then one day, T.J. came to the house. He was out of prison, and he and Joe started up again. Joe wasn't interested anymore in his job. He had... T.J. were working on some plan, and...
and I figure $10,000 is the very least we
hey,
should get.
Hey, T.J., with a touch of soda.
Fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm still with this beer. Go ahead, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, all I was saying... oh, hello, Myrna.
Well, what is it now?
It's almost 3 o'clock, Joe. Aren't you coming up to bed?
Yeah, after a while I'm coming. What's the matter? A man can't drink a beer with an old friend?
I just thought... well, you'll be all tired out at the job tomorrow.
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I forgot to tell you, T.J. and me, we're taking a little trip.
Trip?
Yeah, just for a day or so. Cleveland. You're going up to bed. I'll be along pretty quick.
Joe.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Good night. I'll leave the hall light on.
Okay, now beat it.
Good night, Myrna. It's been real good to see you.
Huh. Well, how do you like that for manners? Why, you...
forget it, Joe. It is pretty late.
That don't mean she can treat my friends like they was dirt.
Forget it, I said. We have more important things to occupy us right now.
Okay, okay, sure.
She doesn't like me, though. No doubt about it. Joe, tell me something.
What?
How come you're married, Myrna? I mean...
I know what you mean.
Well, it was none of my business.
No, but... no, nothing like that. You remember that Rayburn girl? Tall, blonde, with a scar along her neck?
Vicky Rayburn, sure. Kind of beat up, wasn't she?
Very beat up. Anyways, there was some trouble, and she wanted third finger left hand. I always had a yen for Myrna, and sooner than...
Okay, I get the picture. Myrna never found out?
Well, you know the saying, what they don't know.
Uh-huh, yeah. She goes for the married life, huh?
Yeah, the proud wife routine, so not to give you the creeps.
Well, $10,000 will make up for it.
$10,000's a lot of bills.
Paul Richards has it.
And you really think he'll fall for this phony yarn you hand him, huh?
I really think he won't have any choice. After all, the man's a very solid civic type. He won't want to run the risk of scandalous public exposure, now, will he?
You tell me.
He won't want. No, this is foolproof, Joe, believe me. Not only for Richards, but for every John who ever went out with Myrna. I've had 5 long years to spot a loophole, and there is none.
Okay, if you say so. How soon do we leave?
First thing in the morning. And, Joe,
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about this. It's in the bag, I promise you. Scandalous public exposure. And, if necessary, righteous husband indignation. How can we lose with a combination like that?
Back to the business trip in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps to keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist. Helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. Act 2 of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War... The business trip.
And the next day, Joe left for Cleveland. I didn't have any idea what he was going for or what he intended doing. I didn't know how well he had coached TJ in the information needed for his dirty racket.
And here's a picture of you and Myrna, just in case your recollection is bad. Here, take a look at it. It was snapped ringside at the Black Owl nightclub.
My recollection is good, Mr. Jonas.
And the poor kid said if Paul should have forgotten...
I said my recollection is good. Now, what is it you want?
Well, it's like I said, Mr. Richards. I'm an attorney. I've been retained to represent Mrs. Farrell in this matter.
Mrs. Farrell?
Yes, that's her name now. Myrna's married. Joseph Farrell, her husband, retained me.
Retained you for what? To get some money out of me?
What?
Money, blackmail, extortion. That's what you're here for, isn't it?
Mr. Richards, if I didn't realize how upset this has probably made you, I'd take offense at that kind of language. Legal offense.
That's not what you're here for?
Apparently you don't read the papers, Mr. Richards. Or you'd know about this vice trial in Bay City.
I'm not in the habit of poring vicariously over the tabloids, Mr. Jonas.
I know. You prefer the personal touch on out-of-town business trips.
I don't know if that's any of your business.
You will know soon enough. When the district attorney cross-examines you in the witness chair.
What?
At the upcoming trial. Now, we don't want to name names, Mr. Richards. We don't want to subpoena the gentleman friends of my client. But the DA's been waiting a long time for this moment. And he's threatened to rehash Myrna's past for each and every detail. Now, I want an honest shake for my client in the courtroom. You may not consider her welfare important, but her husband's right here in town with me, and he's...
And he wants an honest shake, too.
An honest shake of your neck is more like it. Joseph Farrell wants to see justice done, Mr. Richards. Legally or otherwise.
Does he want to see justice, Mr. Jonas, or an out-of-court settlement?
I beg your pardon?
How much justice does Mr. Joseph Farrell want?
He loves his wife very much, Mr. Richards. He knew nothing of her former life, but his love is so strong.
How much, Mr. Jonas?
$10,000 cash.
And if I refuse?
We'll subpoena you, and you can tell your story in court.
Well, there's nothing to tell, as your client very well knows. Myrna and I had dinner, drinks, a few laughs, nothing more.
That's all we want from you, Mr. Richards, to say that very thing out loud in public, so the DA and the jury and the newspapers will recognize the innocence of my client and the grave injustice being done.
That's my wife. If you dare say one word to
her... Take it easy, Mr. Richards. I'm an attorney, the very soul of discretion. I'm staying at the Kenmore Hotel, room 1202. Now, you think the matter over, Mr. Richards? I'll be expecting your call.
¶¶ That was TJ's new racket, but I didn't know it then. I guess I didn't know a lot of things about TJ or about Joe. The two of them were always playing both ends against the middle.
Oh, pardon me. Switch that off a minute, eh, Dave? Stephen speaking. Oh, yes, sir. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. She's talking with us now. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much. That was the United States attorney, Mrs. Farrell. You'll be interested to learn that Todd Jonas has denied that it was you who fired the shot.
What?
And your husband backs him up.
Well, Mr. Stevens,
it's my duty to advise you, Mrs. Farrell, that you don't have to say anything about this.
I want to say something about it. Joe and TJ are only lying so that I won't say anything.
And you're willing to go on?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mrs. Farrell.
Well, right after Joe came back from Cleveland, he began spending a lot of money. Money I didn't know he had. And he began drinking whiskey instead of beer, like he always did when there was extra cash around. One morning we had a fight over it, and that was when he told me the whole story about what happened in Cleveland.
And what's more, this money is only an advance, a down payment from Richards. As soon as he cashes in some securities, we get the rest of the $10,000.
So that's why he went to Cleveland, to see Paul Richards.
Yep, only I didn't have to see him. TJ handled it himself. Well, Richards knows which side his bread is buttered.
Joe, you're crazy. You can't get away with a thing like this. You want to end up with a stretch like TJ?
Look, honey, calm down, huh? And pour us another little drink.
You haven't stopped drinking since you come back. That's the trouble. Now, Joe, listen to me.
Hey, what is this, Myrna? Couldn't be you had a yen for this Richards guy.
Joe!
Couldn't be that now, could it?
Paul Richards was nice to me. Of all the guys, he was nice. He gave me a bracelet. Joe, all right. Okay, but that's how it was. He wasn't like any of the rest, anywhere near like.
You know, Cynthia Myrna, you should write up your life story. My Life in Hard Times by Myrna X.
Joe, is told...
Joe! Joe, why don't you go out like me and put in a lousy 8 hours a day, then come back and tell me to call it off? Why don't you scrounge for the back rent and the grocery and the next installment on the car?
Joe!
Shut up. Sick of listening to you. Never should have got hitched up with you in the first place.
Where are you going?
What's it to you where I'm going? What do you got to worry? What you have to worry is if I'm coming back.
Joe, don't talk that way. TJ will only...
Oh, he'll only get me rich, that's all. He'll only get me things I haven't had for 5 years. So long, honey. Don't wait up for me tonight. I might not be back.
Joe! Hello, operator. I'd like to call Cleveland person to person. Mr. Paul Richards. I don't know the number. Yes, I'll hold on. And after I spoke with Paul Richards, I knew Joe and TJ were in for a shock. I knew Paul Richards wouldn't pay them any more money. I didn't know what Joe and TJ were going to do about it.
So he's not going to pay any more,
hmm?
Why?
Got me.
The other day he was anxious, real anxious. Now not. Why, Joe?
Maybe he'd rather run the risk of scandalous public exposure. Who knows? Another drink?
No.
Well, maybe he wants to think it over some more. Who knows? I'll have a shovel.
Either they come through fast or never. I know.
So he's not coming through, so write the guy off. Cheers. Anyways, I told you so. You and your foolproof. Drink?
I said no.
Just a short one. It'll pick you up.
You boozed up, idiot. You lay off that stuff a minute, will you?
Hey, now look what you... That scotch course real tall. Oh, look what you done.
Never mind that. Don't you realize what's happening?
Yeah, sure I realize. So we write Richards off. It was a good dream while it lasted.
We're not writing anything off. And put that glass down.
Huh?
He's bluffing, that's what. Richards is bluffing. All he needs is a prod to see that we mean business. He'll kick in with the rest, just like I said.
I don't think so, TJ.
You don't, I do.
Yeah?
Joe, sober up, will you? Try and remember what I told Richards we'd do if he refused.
We'd serve a subpoena.
And what else?
What else?
Oh, Joe.
Righteous husband indignant.
More than indignant. Matter of fact, you're not sure whether 10,000 will satisfy you.
I'm not?
You're definitely not.
I don't know, TJ. If he didn't go for your spear,
I told you the guy is just bluffing. The minute you confront him in person, he'll come through and come through fast.
You really think so, huh?
I'm positive.
Yeah, serve him right for stalling us.
Uh-huh.
Serve Mander right, too, huh, Renette? He was nice to me, slush.
Well, what do you say, Joe? We pay Richards a little social call?
Sure, why not? It's like you say, TJ. I'm more than indignant. In fact,
Mr. Richards, I'm not sure now whether $10,000 will satisfy my client or not.
Back to the business trip in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want. Helps to tide you over till mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum right with you. And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Act 3 of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, The Business Trip.
When I found out that Joe and TJ were returning to Cleveland, I knew I had to do something to stop them. I took Joe's gun from the bedroom closet. I had no idea I'd actually use it, and yet something inside told me to warn Paul Richards and to stop Joe and TJ no matter how far I had to go.
Okay. Here. There you are, driver. Keep the change. Come on, Joe.
Right with you.
Ah, nice house. Come on. Now you know what to do.
Yeah, I know.
Give it to him good, only not too thick. You know, outraged husband. You'd like to tear him apart if I didn't stop
you. Just leave it to me, TJ.
Hold it. Hello, Mr. Richards. Remember me?
I remember. I wasn't expecting you, Mr. Jonas.
I'll bet you weren't. Your wife, perhaps?
No, I...
So this is the clown, huh? Mr. Solid Citizen.
What?
Now, take it easy, Mr. Farrell. Just take it easy. Mr. Richards, we'd better not discuss this out here where all your neighbors can
hear. Come in, by all means. Mr. Farrell, you said?
That's right, Farrell. Joe Farrell. What about it?
Joe, will you take it easy? Mr. Richards, I'm sorry, sir, but I warned you about Mr. Farrell.
Yes, you did, We'd better talk in the study.
Certainly.
Who wants to talk? Just give me 5 minutes alone with this wise
guy. Mr. Farrell, please. After you, Mr. Richards.
This way.
Mr. Farrell, really.
These characters, I tell you, money or nut.
You here, Mr. Jonas?
Thank you. Mr. Farrell.
Okay, I'm coming.
May I remind you, Mr. Richards, you brought this unfortunate scene on yourself. I did my best to try.
You know,
yes,
I
Mr.
don't
Jonas?
Know for all this yak, Richards.
Yes, Mr. Farrell.
Myrna, what are you doing here?
You know what I'm doing, Joe. Both of you know.
Sit down, gentlemen. Can I offer you a drink?
Myrna.
I told Paul the whole story, Joe. Everything you told me.
Everything he told... Joe,
shut up, TJ. Don't tell me to shut up. Now, look here, Richards.
Yes?
If you know what's good for you...
I think maybe I do, Mr. Jonas. Thanks to Myrna Farrell, I do.
Don't listen to her. She's off a rocket.
Is she now? They didn't seem to think so.
Huh? They? Who's they?
The police. They didn't think so.
Police?
What are you talking about?
I had to do it, Joe. It was the only way I could think of to stop you.
Had to do what? Myrna, you had to do what?
Call the police. They'll be here any moment.
Oh, stop kidding around, will you? I don't like it.
I'm sure you don't.
TJ.
However, I don't believe it, Joe. Your own wife
Come
wouldn't
on, let's
it.
Get out of here.
Joe?
Hmm?
You're staying right here.
What?
You're not going anywhere, Joe. You're staying right here.
What? Myrna.
It's all right, Paul. I know what I'm doing.
Myrna, put that thing down. Where did you get that?
I'll put it down when the police get here.
Joe.
Just leave it to me.
Myrna, put that gun down.
Don't come near me, Joe. Paul, it's all right.
I'll put it down now. Come on.
Joe, I mean it.
Sure, I know you do. I know you
do. Hold on.
Myrna.
I told you, Joe. You too, TJ. I mean it. I'll put this down when the police get here.
Joseph Farrell recovered from the superficial gunshot wound inflicted by his wife. Together with Todd Jonas, was indicted by a federal grand jury. Myrna Farrell's signed statement and willing testimony at the subsequent trial considerably aided the government's case, culminating in convictions for both men. Their confinement in the penitentiary at Lewisburg closed our files on a sleazy scheme that failed to profit from the business trip.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it, and you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Ellsworth Eric played the part of Myrna Farrell and Grant Richards was Joseph Farrell. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Literary Touch, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.